Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because what we have with us on the line right now, Betty Martini. And Betty is certainly one of the champions of trying to get the truth out about the fact that we are being poisoned with NutraSweet, which is a poison that the Federal Drug Administration had fought for 16 years before Donald Rumsfeld called in his markers and got it accepted by the Federal Drug Administration in 1981. Now, why did the FDA oppose inflicting this product on the public? Well, because there were scientific studies that showed that aspartame produces brain tumors and other tumors. There were scientific studies to show that it produced morbid obesity. Oh, have you heard about this obesity epidemic? Oh, my goodness, isn't it terrible? It's the Colonel's fault. It's McDonald's fault. People need more exercise. And they know perfectly well that the animal study shows that if you fed these animals aspartame, they got brain lesions, and those that they didn't sacrifice initially got morbid obesity and all sorts of endocrine function. They realize, of course, this poisons every aspect of the body. But you see, they don't want the American people to know that. And with the degree of control that we have, why, you're never going to hear this unless you hear people like Betty Martini. And you go to her website, which would be Doorway, DORWAY.com, and WNHO.com, or Betty?
Let's see, WNHO.net.
That, okay, WNHO.net.
Right.
You need to go there. So, Betty, how was it? Why don't you tell our listeners how you got involved in this? Remember, we're talking to a new audience. Now, you can say everything is said this morning, and nobody will know the difference, except me.
Okay. Well, actually, I started this at Mission Possible International 14 years ago, and I just didn't realize how much of a global epidemic it is, and I would be doing this 7 days a week. But at the time, my husband had just retired, and we're witnesses, so he's a minister, but he had his own company, and he was ready to see the world. And then a friend of ours got Parkinson's, and having a medical background, I realized that, you know, you don't get it one day and die the next, but his arms and legs were kicking out, and his mouth couldn't form words. And just about that time, a friend who is a physician mentioned that aspartame was like arsenic, that it was a deadly poison. And so I told him to get off of it. And he was using Diet Coke and taking it with L-Dopa. And at the time, I met Dr. H.J. Roberts, who declared aspartame disease to be a global plague and wrote the medical text on it. And he's the one that told me that L-Dopa interacts with aspartame. And he was probably drinking a Diet Coke, and he got better. I started reading his first book.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's so vitally important that the people understand that the medical literature is out there. There are a number of books written on it, dozens and dozens, hundreds of papers. But they're all been suppressed. The average doctor has no idea, because the medical societies are controlled. And certainly the average individual has no idea, because what you read in the newspaper is controlled. Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the
20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Betty Martini. And Betty has been working for many years trying to awaken the American people as to the very real danger that we face from the use of aspartame, which is NutraSweet, and of course its cousin, which is MSG. But Betty, why don't you go ahead, and these are new listeners, they just come on. Why don't you tell them how you got started in your crusade 14 years ago to awaken the American people to a danger that faces every one of us?
Okay, well, as I was saying, that at that time, I read Dr. Robert's first book and found out that it causes seizures and it can precipitate MS, and I spent a lot of time just getting people off of it, astonished to find out their seizures disappeared, they'd walk out of wheelchairs, their MS would disappear, their vision would clear up, their joint pain would disappear. So realizing that nobody had the billions of dollars to fight these monsters that have done this to the world, I started Mission Possible International, which is a global volunteer force, and my sweet husband allowed me to use his retirement funds to do this. And the reason that we did it is because, you know, everybody has to take some responsibility for what they put in their mouth. But when you have something that is not just bad for you, but is actually a chemical poison, in fact, in one article, NutriPoison on Doorway, it states that aspartame was actually listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons submitted to Congress. So we've got the FDA lying to the public, we've got the manufacturers lying, we've got the professional organizations that are funded by the manufacturer, and we have front groups. So when those responsible to solve the problem are the problem, then the consumer has nowhere to go.
Hold that thought for just a moment, Betty, as we bring our stations back online. Well, Betty is basically saying that people have to learn what's going on. You have the manufacturers who have billions of dollars involved. The military knows this. They even have listed NutraSweet as a potential biological warfare agent, and it's being used against the American people. And people say, that couldn't be true. If this was going on, why, everybody would know. And I would like to suggest that the reason you don't know is because the media is controlled, and there is a conscious effort to poison our people. After all, it was Sun Tzu, the Chinese military philosopher, who said, in warfare, supreme excellence is not defeating the enemy in battle. Supreme excellence is defeating the enemy without fighting. And ladies and gentlemen, there are people who look upon America as the enemy, as the American people as the enemy, to those who would establish a totalitarian one-world system. And we are not being told that our children are being poisoned with this product. And when you see these morbidly obese children, more than you've ever seen before, understand that this is one of the consequences of what's going on. When you read about all the people with brain tumors and how cancer is increasing in its frequency and hitting so many younger people, they've known for years that NutraSweet was carcinogenic. You pick up the story. You want to talk a little bit about the studies on brain tumors that they knew about long before aspartame was ever released on the market to poison our people?
Yes, and you know, when you think beforehand, if you go to Doorway, remember there's just one O in the door, you'll see the secret trade information. Now, this was volunteered during congressional hearings, but it reads like psychomanipulation to get aspartame approved. And when you get down to the last paragraph, it states that we have to consider almost complete conversion to DKP, that's diketokiprazine, the brain tumor agent, and if we tell the FDA, we're not going to get it approved.
Now, where is this article on Doorway.com?
It's labeled secret trade information as a search engine on Doorway, because there's like 600 pages and lots of government documents.
But it's listed under the secret what?
Secret trade information.
Oh, trade information. Okay. Now, was this something that came from Searle at the time?
From Searle trying to figure out how in the world they were going to get aspartame approved. And they said, as you read it, you say, well, we'll get them in a position to say yes, you know, like they're doing us a favor. And we'll, you know, tell them it can't be used for everything. But you remember that eventually in 1996, Dr. David Kessler granted blanket approval for aspartame to be used, you know, like sugar for anything, when the manufacturer themselves said it couldn't. Like in the beginning, you know, they tried to get it approved for dried things because they admitted, the FDA admitted, that you could not heat it. In fact, if you read the protest of the National Soft Drink Association, which is part of the congressional record and is on doorway, you'll notice that they admit that it breaks down at 86 degrees.
And, of course, it breaks down into methanol, which is a poison.
Formic acid, ant sting poison, diketokiprazine, a brain tumor agent. And so then, even when they approved it to begin with in dried food, I mean, if you take Equal and put it in hot coffee, any five-year-old child knows you just heated it. So, but they waited until, it was 1993 when they approved it for baking, when in the beginning they said, you know, that you couldn't heat it. It's, in other words, they gave heed to the wind, who cares anymore, it's just poison everybody. So in 1996 they granted blanket approval. Now, just to show you the manipulation of this, it's almost hard to believe, but the only way they could give it blanket approval for the complaints to go down. So immediately, the FDA kept telling people, well, we're not taking complaints anymore. Well, if they don't take complaints anymore, then they can't raise the complaints. And I'm trying to figure out, but how are they going to reduce them? So at the end of the year, in their report, they said that they had changed their bookkeeping system, which required them to throw away hundreds of aspartame complaints. And that's how they did it.
It's almost unbelievable, Betty, that they would manipulate things like that.
It was like the Twilight Zone that they did this, but they did.
Well, it's so difficult for the people out there in the audience to think, why, the government would never allow them to poison us with something that they knew was a poison, and yet, hadn't they been working, hadn't some FDA officials worked for 16 years to keep this substance off the market?
Yes. Now, think about this. Okay, now you can, to show you that everything is a matter of public record, we actually scanned in all the government documents, or a lot of them, on the Doorway website, and you can go to the Bressler Report. Now, that's the FDA audit written by Jerome Bressler, and here he explains that the rats were developing brain tumors.
These were rats that were being fed aspartame, the Nutrisweet, right.
Uh-huh, and they would simply excise the tumor, put the rat back in the study, and when the rat died, they'd resurrect him on paper. And, you know, finally, when Jerome Bressler retired, I did call him, and I said, I want to thank you, you know, for telling the truth, for actually, you know, having it in the FDA record of the horrible things that they did, including if something was cancerous, they just filtered it out. They just gave the FDA what they wanted the FDA to have. So that was when Mr. Bressler said, well, if you think that was bad, he said that 20% of the report that was the absolute worst, the worst things they did, when the FDA retyped it, they just eliminated it.
And basically, these were even showing more toxicity and more danger to the human beings, so they just took that out of the report.
They took that out. And, you know what they say, by the mouth of three witnesses, so two witnesses. So I immediately told the physicians that are the experts on aspartame, Dr. H.J. Roberts and Dr. Russell Blaylock, who immediately called Jerome Bressler, too. And, of course, he told them the same thing, and that there was also a cover letter and two mice studies, that they needed to get a hold of because they could really see what was going on. So Dr. Roberts then wrote his congressman, you know, demanding that the FDA release the information that they had kept from the public, because this is in the public domain. However, the FDA wrote back and said it was confidential and they were not going to release it.
In other words, they were not going to tell Dr. Roberts about the fact that they had altered the reports to justify giving a poison to the American people.
Right. And, you know, the things they do at the FDA, in fact, I don't know if you've ever had Arthur Evangelista on. He's a former FDA investigator, and he's written a lot of papers about NutraSweet, but he left the FDA because he watched them alter reports. And when he left, he took the reports with him. That's how I met him many years ago, probably over 10 years ago. But he was just, you know, he went to the FDA thinking that he was going to be able to help the people. But he couldn't stop them from doing these sort of things. But anyway, back to what's on there. A lot of people know that aspartame did trigger brain tumors, but they may not know that aspartame also triggered mammary, uterine, testicular, ovarian, pancreatic, and thyroid tumors as well, and violated the then existing amendment, Delaney Amendment, that forbid putting anything that they know absolutely causes cancer into food. In fact, these two FDA, you know, they were heroes, Dr. Jacqueline Barrett and Dr. Adrian Gross, who testified in Congress. And Jacqueline Barrett said all these studies were built on a foundation of sand and should have been thrown out. And then Dr. Adrian Gross said, look, it violates the Delaney Amendment because without a shadow of a doubt, aspartame can trigger brain tumors. And his last words to Congress, quote, were, and if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public?
Well, of
so
course,
rather
yeah.
than obey the law, what they did was is they repealed the law and they repealed the Delaney Amendment. So it's now perfectly legal to poison people with cancerous things.
And I think it's so incredible. In fact, for anybody who finds this impossible to believe, we'll be glad to send you a copy of our April newsletter, which is simply Dr. David Graham's testimony before the Senate here. It was last fall, and he had been in charge of the Division on Drug Safety, or Associate Chief of the Division of Drug Safety, pointing out that the FDA and Merck Company knew that if you took Vioxx, this was in 1999, 700% increase in heart attacks. They knew that, and they knew that was with low dosage, and they released it without any warning. And they knew that tens of thousands of people were going to die unnecessarily, and there were far safer drugs. And they did it anyway, and you have to ask yourself, number one, how could they possibly have done that? Who has been punished? Well, they did punish the man, Dr. David Graham, for daring to tell the public the truth, right? Go ahead.
I think that the last figure I have seen is that 57,000 people died from Vioxx. But here's what everybody needs to know, is that aspartame interacts not with some drugs, but all drugs and vaccines. And they need to go to that WNHO.net and read the paper, Aspartame Interacts with All Drugs and Vaccines. So, for instance, somebody taking Vioxx, I mean, these, it's like a double whammy. I remember talking to Dr. Walton, who's one of the experts and who's done a study on aspartame, and he is a psychiatrist, and I asked him about, you remember the woman who killed five of her children who was on Hydol and using Diet Coke? And he said, well, that's a double whammy. In other words, it would interact, the aspartame would interact with all psycho drugs. The woman didn't know what she was doing.
Right, well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with a Benny Martini. If you have a question, if you think this is too incredible, this couldn't be true, this has got to be hysteria, the ravings of a mad woman. Believe me, Benny Martini is not mad. She's a crusader. She's trying to get the truth. She's trying to protect your children. You better get the information. We have it, and you can go to her website. We'll be right back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
If you're looking for a comfortable residential care facility for yourself or a loved one, consider Cozy Home in Moss Landing. The six-bed facility provides nutritious home-cooked meals, special diets, private rooms, recreational activities, on-site podiatry, occupational and physical therapy, 24-hour supervision, as well as housekeeping, personal laundry service, transportation for doctor's appointments, and much, much more. The facility is located at 97 Springfield Road in Moss Landing. Please call Crystal at 831-840-1361. That's 831-840-1361. Or Elsie at 831-840-2410. That's 831-840-2410. And ask for a brochure or a tour of the facility. Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol, 866-405-4000. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 19...
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because... Sophisticated investors are buying gold and... Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this afternoon is Betty Martini. Go ahead, Betty.
Okay, I'd like to bring up the movie because I know that you have it for any of the listeners and tell them what it's about, so that people can actually see and hear this by world experts. The new movie is called Sweet Misery, A Poison World, and it's getting rave reviews around the world. It has Dr. Roberts in it, who declared aspartame disease a global plague, Dr. Olney, who tried to prevent the approval of it, the neurosurgeon Dr. Blaylock, Dr. Bowen, Dr. Walton, some of these patients, these victims with brain tumors and MS, and it even has in it this woman whose husband played basketball. Aspartame liberates free methyl alcohol. It causes an irregular heart rhythm, interacts with all cardiac medication. It damages the cardiac conduction system and causes sudden death. And her husband was addicted to it. He kept it in the garage by the cases, and I'm sure that it heated up. It was already broken down when he used it. And when they saw the autopsy, they saw that free methyl alcohol, that methanol poisoning. And so they thought she poisoned him and put her in prison, sentencing her to 50 years, even though she had taken a lie detector test, and they had said that she didn't commit the crime. I mean, it is absolutely a very, very big cover-up. She called the police. She tried to help the police.
And, of course, did she eventually get out of prison?
No, the doctors, some of these doctors like Dr. Roberts, and doctors who have aspartame detoxification clinics like Dr. Harding and Dr. Dahlman in Ohio have written affidavits stating that the autopsy shows that he died from aspartame. But they go to the prison and let her tell the story. But one of the things, the reason to have this movie, a lot of people or a lot of your listeners are now thinking, you know, how in the world could this ever get approved? There's just no way the FDA would put a literal poison on the market for human consumption. But James Turner, the attorney who with Dr. Oney tried to prevent approval, tells the whole story in this movie and how they wouldn't approve it for 16 years and how they tried to indict him and the prosecutor is hired on with the defense team and the statute of limitations.
They were going to try to indict Cyril for trying to get this thing passed, you mean?
Yes, they tried to indict Cyril. But the U.S. prosecutor is hired on with the defense team. So anyway, Rumsfeld, who is our Secretary of Defense, at the time was CEO of CERL, and said, I'll call in my markers and get it approved anyway. He did not care whether it was safe. And this is in the congressional record. If you want to see it in a document, UPI, United Press International, did an 8-month investigation. And this is mentioned in it, which is on that Doorway website.
And where in Doorway?
Under UPI Investigation.
UPI Investigation.
Investigation, yeah. And you'll see it in there. And then James Turner explains that Rumsfeld was on Reagan's transition team, and that the day after Reagan took office, he appointed Arthur Hull Hayes as FDA commissioner to approve it, because no FDA commissioner was willing all these years. And now is the most incredible political clout that you've ever heard. Reagan was so afraid it would take 30 days to get Hayes to the FDA that he actually wrote an executive order making the current FDA commissioner powerless to do anything about aspartame. So when Hayes got there, the FDA scientists set up a board of inquiry who said that aspartame was not safe and triggered brain tumors, and revoked the petition for approval. And Hayes simply overruled that board of inquiry and then went to work for the PR agency of the manufacturer and has refused to talk to the press ever since.
I think it's so important that people understand there really are evil people in the world who have no human compassion or concern about the amount of suffering. Something that will produce tumors, is known to produce tumors, is known to produce heart attacks, is known to produce mental changes and degeneration of the nervous system. How could you imagine this could possibly be released in America? Well, next time you're going down the street, look at all those really fat kids. We didn't see them this morbid obesity before. It's a direct result. They know what's going on. The last thing they want is for the American people to know, and so they come up with all the cover stories. But you can go to doorway.com or WNHO, that's World Natural Health Organization.net. Read the articles. They're there. Understand it's true, and if it is, well, what are you going to do? We're going to be back in just a few minutes with Betty Martini, a very courageous woman who's laying her life on the line, been working at this for 14 years to get the truth out. And the fact you haven't heard about this reflects the degree of control over the media today.
laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. Or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items. Have you ever wondered whether you're really getting the truth from the media? Have you ever thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory is going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hopsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see really the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, we do want to mention MSG. Would you like to talk a little bit about MSG? Because that certainly, monosodium glutamate, works through many of the same pathways as NutraSweet, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's one of the reasons that Dr. Oney tried to prevent the approval of aspartame. He said the combination of MSG and then aspartame. MSG is an excitotoxin. That's a product that literally stimulates the neurons of the brain to death. And in aspartame, there's aspartic acid, which is also an excitotoxin, which Dr. Oney did studies on, and it showed it caused lesions in the brains of mice. So this is the combination he knew would affect the brains of our children. And he wrote a very, very large paper I have to the Board of Inquiry, and the FDA actually agreed with him that this would affect our kids like this. Aspartame has a synergistic and additive effect with MSG. So this is the reason why we have a country that has children with ADD, ADHD, Tourette's disease, autism. It's like the prophecy has been fulfilled. There is a very good website on that, which is www.truthinlabeling.org. That's Jack Samuel's website, who filed suit against the FDA for labeling because MSG got a bad name, so they just gave it some other names.
And of course, what they do is they hide this. They give it all sorts of different names, hydrolyzed proteins. And
right.
If you look in so many of the prepared food, it's there, and they know it's addicting. And of course, you love the taste of it, and you really will. But these are excitotoxins. They destroy the brain. Now,
What about Splenda? Because, of course, that, of course, people are saying, oh, we've got Splenda now. Isn't that splendid?
It's not splendid, I can guarantee you. I just did a report on that. Remember I told you that aspartame is a chemical hypersensitization agent, which means it will interact not only with drugs, but vaccines and toxins and other unsafe sweeteners. So they come along, and of course they call Splenda sucralose. They want to confuse you because sucrose is actually sugar. And Splenda is a chlorinated sugar, and chlorine is nature's Doberman attack dog, a highly excitable, ferocious atomic element employed as a biocide in bleach, disinfectants, insecticide, World War One poison gas, and hydrochloric acid. And so what they did was, sucrose is a molecule of sugar chemically manipulated to surrender three hydroxyl groups. That's hydrogen and oxygen, and then it replaces them with three chlorine atoms. So natural sugar is a hydrocarbon built around 12 carbon atoms, and when turned into Splenda, it becomes a chlorocarbon poison in the family of chlorodane, lidane, and DDT. So Dr. Bowen, he wrote this report, which we have on web, called The Lethal Science of Splenda, says you might as well drink DDT. And so this is why we tell everybody, go back to scratch. Go back to scratch. Do not use processed foods. If you see something that says artificial and natural flavors, that's where they had MSG and aspartame, or even the components of aspartame, which is isolates or neurotoxic or excitoneurotoxins. And so that's the only way that you're going to be safe from doing that. And the next thing you might ask, well, what about diabetics? Well, aspartame actually can precipitate diabetes, and Dr. Roberts, who wrote the medical text, Aspartame Disease, an Ignored Epidemic, is a diabetic specialist. And that's how he found out about aspartame, because his diabetics begin to go blind and get confused. And he says that it actually stimulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It can cause diabetics to go into convulsions, and it interacts with insulin. So if you really want to kill a diabetic, then that's all you got to do is feed them aspartame. So there are things that are safe for diabetics. Dr. Blaylock recommends xylitol, X-Y-L-I-T-O-L, which you can get in a health food store, and also stevia, which is a very healthful sweet herb that has been used for years and years in Brazil to aid diabetics because it helps in the metabolism of sugar. In fact, Larry Hagman said that when he had a liver transplant and became diabetic, stevia saved his life. That's on the Doorway website. And Larry Hagman will be in the new movie that's coming out called Sweet Remedy. How are we going to help all these people that are poisoned all over the world?
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And as our attention is focused on what's happening in the Middle East, why they're poisoning our children and ourselves here at home, and they know what they're doing, and every effort you go up on there, and there are all these government websites with government employees who are paid to lie and afraid to tell the truth, that are simply deceiving you. But there's some wonderful websites. Betty has two of them. And once again, give those websites so people can go to them and begin to get the information.
That's HTTP or www.dorway.com, and then you've got www.wnho.net. And keep in mind that on this WNHO.net, and then if you click on the aspartame, you'll get the recent press releases, but on the front cover is the aspartame information and support list, which if you want to keep up with the subject, what's going on with lawsuits and how we can help you, you can subscribe to that. And at this time, I also want to mention that that we are taking case histories right now for the states, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Madison County, and Mississippi, on the brain tumor cases for litigation. So you'll find all those on there, and you can subscribe. And as far as the doctor's books, you remember Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic is a medical text. The only way that a doctor's going to know how to diagnose you or even know that aspartame causes all these things, because it is, you know, masquerading as an additive, and it's actually a drug. But you have that book. It's as big as our Atlanta phone directory. And Dr. Blaylock has written Cytotoxins, The Taste That Kills, I think, that you carry.
We do, and we also carry, of course, his book, Natural Health, Health Secrets That Can Save Your Life.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And, of course, that has a chapter in it on this. So there's so much information out there, and we have four tape set, and we carry the video, A Sweet Misery. You need to get this information. But more than that, you need to understand that it is in all of your prepared food, and this is attacking your brain. And they know exactly what's going on. How would you keep something like this secret? Why, you would control the media. And control the media, why, you control access to information. So, you know, of course, there have been all sorts of hearings about this. Now, apparently, the only way we're going to be able to do anything about this is as they did with tobacco. The government did everything they could not to address tobacco. It was finally the lawyers that actually, whatever their motivation was, and some of them, I'm sure, were altruistic in this, and some of them were just after the money, but they were able to get the truth out about the tobacco companies and the fact that they knew it was addicting, and they knew it was producing not only cancer of the lung, but of the bladder and the pancreas and other organisms. And eventually, of course, they were brought the information out, and at least we've cut back somewhat on smoking. But don't you worry about the tobacco companies, because we've given them permission to go into China and to Asia and other places to sell their products. But here in America, of course, these products, the only way we're going to stop this is to get the American people educated and then bring it before some criminal trials and of course, go after these companies that know exactly what's going on and have been keeping it secret from the American people and have been attacking people like Betty Martini, who's our guest today. You've come under a tremendous attack, haven't you, Betty?
Sometimes, I'll tell you, it was almost funny when I lectured in England, because the first time nobody knew I was coming, and, you know, it was in most of the big newspapers and people became alerted. But the next time I lectured in England, they knew I was coming. When I got off the plane, immigration said, follow me. They didn't ask who I was. They didn't ask for my passport and locked me up for about 3.5 hours. And they said, if we allow you in England, how many people are going to find out about the dangers of aspartame? I said, well, you know, you're between a rock and a hard place, because when I get into England, I'm going to lecture to everybody that listens, and we have lectures set up from, you know, one end of England to the other. But if you send me back to America, I'm going to be front page news in Europe, and so more people will know. So there's nothing that you can do. And they had taken all my aspartame information out of my suitcases. They knew exactly. I mean, that's the first thing they did, was flip open the suitcases and take everything about aspartame out. They absconded with the aspartame books. And, of course, they gave them all back, but the reason was they took me to a doctor there. And I said, why are you doing this? He said, well, you know, you've been traveling 12 hours, and we want to know if you're fit to be interrogated. And I said, well, who gave you the right to interrogate me, you know? And they were sort of closed mouthed. But this doctor, who was very, very heavy, sort of roly-poly, they put this Dr. Roberts book down, and you know how big it is, and on the cover it says aspartame disease. And he says, oh, I use it. I said, well, you know, you're going to die. He says, well, I'm diabetic. I says, well, you're going to die first. So he sat down and he went through the book, you know, and he says, well, what am I going to do? I said, well, you know, I tell you that to use stevia, but they made sure that it was outlawed here. Of course, they reapproved it now. I mean, it's taken a lot of effort. But anyway, I said, and I'd give you some information, but they've absconded with it. So he turned around, he says, give her all her material back, and you let her go. But that's actually what happened when I went to England, and all it did was just help the effort, because every time I lectured, I told that story, there was just an uproar about it.
And of course,
they would go that far.
They will go that far. These are vicious people. They're dangerous people. They've got unlimited amounts of money. And you should read some of the things up on the internet about Betty Martini. I've read them. Of course, I know her, and I'm not going to be taking in. But they say, why, she doesn't even have a scientific degree. But, of course, all of this is, of course, to get away from the message. If you don't like the message, why you attack the messenger? And she's using all these scientific studies written by doctors, and she has many doctors working with her, trying to get this information out, but they have no voice. And you're certainly not going to get this from the AMA. They're in the pocket of these corporations. You're not going to get it from the medical journals. They're in the pocket of the corporations. And as a result, the doctors don't know about this, and then, of course, you know, so we have to get the information out on talk show programs. Are you getting quite a few calls to go on to talk shows, Benny?
Oh, yes. It is. It really helps, because you get to thousands of people, and when you do that, you know, a lot of people say, well, if you just save one life during your lifetime, it's something, but millions of lives are being saved. And I remember, just to give you an example, we have a organic market here called Return to Eden, and one day they said, you know, let us help you. They said, give us, you know, your worst reports, you know, people who've died and some of the medical reports, and they made up a brochure called Kilicola, and they made up 16,000 and gave them away free. And in about 60 days, the owner called and says, you'll never believe what's going on. I think I'm in the resurrection down here. She says, people are coming in by the thousands, they're calling, they're faxing, they've been going to doctors for years, they saw these horrible reports, got off aspartame, and woke up one morning well. The blind can see, the crippled can walk, and joint pain has disappeared, headaches have disappeared, MS victims are walking out of wheelchairs. And I told her, I said, Wendy, you don't have to tell me about it. My address is not even in the booklet, and they're coming to my front door. That's the first thing that happened. I opened the door, and a woman fell into my arms, and she said, I was blind, and now I can see. And they do not realize that we can get to them quick enough. Dr. Rayford, who was an ophthalmologist here and a specialist in methanol toxicity, he's deceased now, said that if you can get them in the wet stage, their vision will return.
And I think people have to understand, one of the three components of NutraSweet is methanol. You drink it, you go blind.
Right.
You eat it, what do you think is going to happen? And where is the outcry? Well, let's go to Ben, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Ben, how you doing?
Good afternoon, sir. Once again, I'm your bothersome caller, but I must do my duty and bring it to the fourth. When you walk in some of these stores, you see stacks and stacks of these sodas, $1.99 for 100 cans and all that. Not only is that stuff causing a lot of this juvenile obesity, but they're tracking it. Those discount cards, they're tracking it. They know whose families are eating it. They are tracking the disease patterns. Also, these burger joints, what you have all over these places, people, listen to me. That meat is not meat. Half of what's in there is genetically engineered soy. They're also tracking that. That's why your daughters are developing breasts and having their periods at 8 and 9 years old, and young boys are developing cancers of the testicles. That meat is not meat. Please be good Americans and fight for your country, which means inform yourself, feed your children good nutritional food, and get away from that crap. You look at our children. It's a sin what we're doing. And I've said enough. I'll shut my big mouth. And God bless you, Dr. Stan, and your program.
God bless you. Bye-bye, Ben. Okay, fine. Do you have any comment on what he's saying?
Yeah, I got a letter today from somebody that started feeding their baby aspartame when they were born. It couldn't crawl. It couldn't speak. It couldn't walk. And it was just horrible. I just printed out a 10-page letter from somebody who, I mean, it has just about all the symptoms on the FDA report of 92 symptoms. It's just incredible what's happening to the people.
Are they putting the aspartame in the baby foods?
Well, they're putting it in prescription pediatric drugs. Whenever you see something that's chewable for a child, like chewable Tylenol or chewable Benadryl, it's got aspartame in it.
And, of course, it's also in the in so many of the gums that we have today.
That's one of the things that we warn people about the most, because people, in fact, you know, just before your show, somebody was telling me that they had tried for years to get pregnant, and I told them it was an endocrine-disrupting drug and also causes infertility and changes the menses. But she says, I only use gum. sugar, you know, aspartame gum. And I said, well, that is the worst product, according to Dr. Roberts, because it's buccal, and it works, being a neurotoxic drug, it works just like nitroglycerin under the tongue. It goes straight through saliva to the brain. And Wrigley's has put aspartame in almost all of their gums. And the only way, really, to get safe gum is go to a health food store and buy something like xylitol gum. So we just tell people, stay away from gum, those listermints, they're getting a high on them, and kids are having seizures. The complaints are just terrible.
And, of course, this does produce seizures. It produces memory loss. And of course, all of these myriad of symptoms, you have to understand what they're doing to our children. Why would anybody do that? Well, if you listen to our programs, you ought to know why. Betty, God bless you for everything you're doing. And keep up the good work. We'll get you back on again real soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been secret societies. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762?
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we carry many of the products. We carry Dr. Roberts' books. It's 1,000 pages. It's Aspartame, The Forgotten Epidemic. Aspartame, The Forgotten Epidemic. It's a book, if you really want to know a great deal of information, it's all there. We carry the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, which will give you the up-to-date information. We carry his other book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It's one of of the best selling books we have, and it has a chapter in there on aspartame and MSG. It has a chapter, of course, on mercury, a chapter on fluoride, a chapter on vaccinations, a chapter on how you should eat to be healthy. We think it's a great, great book, and of course it lists all of the various names that they utilize to conceal from you the fact that you're getting MSG or NutraSweet or these other things. Splenda isn't equally bad as MSG, and of course as aspartame. You need to understand that they're poisoning your children. Now, we have a four-tape set on aspartame. We have the video Sweet Misery. We recommend all of them, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You can go up on the internet and go to Doorway, DORWAY.com, or to WNHO.net, and pull down so much information. Find out if it's true. And then if it is true, what else are they lying to you about? Well, they're lying about water fluoridation. They're lying about vaccines. They're lying about mercury. And, of course, we carry a wonderful book on mercury called Evidence of Harm. We have four tape set. We have a video on that, on mercury. And then, of course, it's called Uninformed Consent. And then, of course, we have a new DVD of a talk I gave on mercury. I think it's excellent. Just ask for the fluoride deception DVD, the brand new one. And then, of course, there's a syllabus that goes with that that has all the scientific studies that you can show to your dentist or anybody else. Do you realize that most water fluoridation is not done with sodium fluoride? It's done with the scrubbings that come out of the smokestacks where they make the phosphate fertilizer that contains arsenic and lead and cadmium and polonium-20, as well as about 50% fluoride. Why are they putting in your water? Well, why do you think they're putting lead and arsenic in your water? We've got articles by drinking water specialists about it, pointing out that it lowers the IQ, it increases cancer risk. Why are they doing this? Your dentist doesn't know that. You need to have the scientific studies, and they're all in the Hidden Agenda Fluoride Deception syllabus, available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Get the tape sets on aspartame and MSG, on mercury, on fluoride and water fluoridation. Get the videos that we have. We have an excellent DVD on fluoride. Then we have my new DVD that we just talked about. So the information is all there. If you'd like to get one of our newsletters, perhaps I'd suggest maybe our November newsletter on water fluoridation. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and all of these newsletters are up there. We have a great new DVD. It's a talk I gave just a week and a half ago on the coming financial crisis. You can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the DVD, the new DVD on the financial crisis. We tell you what Paul Volcker says is going to happen. It's very, very straightforward. You need to understand. You need to make preparations, because most people are going to be swept away in the coming deluge, I can assure you. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so, until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.